What's up, Missions fans? I'm Brian Yenselson here in Midland, Texas, with Missions reliever Stephen Jones. Stephen, yesterday you came in to quite the jam, bases loaded, one out, facing one of their best hitters. What's your mentality when you come into a game like that? You know, you have to flip that switch immediately. How do you go about that?
Yeah, it's a situation where, you know, you don't want to let anybody score. It's not your runs. You feel responsible. You know, you want to pick up your teammates. But yeah, it's you know, you got to come in, throw strikes, and luckily I kind of got bailed out on a 2-0 pitch. But, you know, it's a fun situation. That's why I think they say relievers are adrenaline junkies. You know, we like the moments like that to come into. So it's just something that you kind of, your instinct takes over and you get to have a little fun.
Is there anything you can do, though? Because yesterday, I mean, it's early, right? It's fourth inning. You don't know exactly when you're going to come in. And then immediately it's from 0 to 100 with that pressure pack situation. So what can you do to be ready?
You just kind of try and stay locked in. Some places are easier than others to stay tuned into the game. Here it's a little further out than most parks. But yeah, no, it's you just kind of have to stay focused, kind of take some deep breaths and envision the moment, and then just do the best you can.
Now, you've had a stellar start to the season so far. What do you feel has been working for you?
I've been in the zone a lot more than I have in the past, so I'm happy with that, trying out a couple new pitches and just mixing well. I think the catchers have done a great job calling the game, and fielders being where they need to be, they're helping me out a lot. So I think that's all kind of pieced it together for me.
What are those new pitches you're trying out?
Throwing a sinker now, which is a new pitch for me, and then kind of two new breaking balls, a cutter and a sweeper. Adding those into the game and kind of figuring out when and how to use those pitches. It's been a little bit of a learning process, but it's been good so far.
Now, last year you were with the Rockies. You spent most of the year in AAA. What do you feel like you learned from that experience?
Yeah, in AAA the last couple years, I didn't perform like I wanted to. It's unfortunate. I wish it would have worked out there, but I think it just makes you tough. We talk a lot about having tough skin and bouncing back from tough outings. I think if one thing, you know, people can go numb to failure, but I think it also helps you cherish the success. So I think that's been a good thing, celebrate the little things and build on each outing.
Yeah, that's a topic I want to touch on because, I mean, from an outsider's perspective, you see the term released, right? I mean, that can't be easy to go through. You were released by the Rockies, but then here you are with an opportunity with the Padres. So how did you get through that?
Yeah, you know, I got released in August and took about a month to make a decision whether I wanted to play or not. And my wife was 7 months pregnant when I got released, so we were trying to decide, like, should I move on, should I keep playing? And you know, we just decided to trust God in the moment and just give it one more try and see if it works out. And so far it's been good, and just thankful to keep playing this game.
That's amazing. And what led you to the Padres specifically?
I threw at a pro day, and they're one of the teams that reached out, and I think it was a good fit, and just thankful they took a chance on me.
So as the season continues, what would you say is your biggest focus or goal?
Just stay where your feet are and just enjoy the moment. You never know how long you're going to play. After being released, you really don't know how many more games you have. So just trying to stay present in the moment, be where your feet are, and just enjoy the game.
Now, lastly, a little birdie told me you could say that you do crossword puzzles before the game every day. What is it about that you enjoy?
I think it's fun just to activate the brain a little bit. Me and a few of the other guys do it for time and just race against each other. Just a little competitive thing off the field. You know, you're not going to burn yourself out doing them. So it's, yeah, it's something we all love to do.
Who's the best?
I'm up there, but I don't know. There's a few good guys.
Awesome. Well, Stephen Jones, thank you again so much for your time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Awesome. Thank you.